And now, The Missing Link with our guest host, the captivating Jabez LeBret.
Welcome back to another episode of The Missing Link. Today, we are going to be covering some awesome content. I'm super excited about what we got coming in for the in store today. And as always, we've got Micah along board. This is Jabez LeBret taking over for Sean Jackson, who is on a mini hiatus and will be back with us soon. But until then, this group is mine, and I am enjoying it and loving it. Next week, we've got an insanely awesome guest lined up. It's so super secret that I don't even know. No, I'm just kidding. it's going to be fantastic. We've had a great last few weeks here, which has been great. Yep. You know, covering some amazing stuff about selling. And today we're going to dive into some super, I would almost say, like, top secret things you need to know. Like, things that, it's that thing that nobody tells you, you know, like, that you wish you would tell me, but no one ever says anything about it kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're going to tell it today, though, because it's time.
Oh, it's time. It's time. It's time that we've had this conversation.
Exactly.
It's time that we've sat down. There's these birds and bees, and it's important that we talk about them.
Exactly.
So now, before we jump into this, we've been having some good discussions here in the LinkedIn group. And Micah, do you want to kind of share with some of the new folks or some of the folks who've been listening for a while but haven't taken the time to jump on board here and join into our LinkedIn group, kind of how they get involved and a place where they can go and kind of expand their learning beyond just the podcast?
Exactly. Absolutely, Jabez. So glad to be here with you again. So our super secret Missing Link LinkedIn group is just one of the best places to go if you're ready to get started with LinkedIn, or if you were already started with LinkedIn and you're ready to get back. It's the best place to go to ask your questions, to post. You know, a lot of people are sharing their pulse posts and asking for feedback. What can I do better? And all of those different things. And there's so many people, like Dylan and Scott are in there, and they're answering all the questions. I feel like I don't even need to do anything anymore.
I love it when that happens.
I know, right? Yay. And then, you know, Danielle and Terry and Robert, they're all giving fabulous resources. I think Terry just shared Sean D'Souza, who's one of my favorites, in there. And you can find that information in the discussions. But what you can do, if you would like to join us, which we hope that you will, what you can do is, if you're in the continental United States, go ahead and pull out your mobile device, and text us at 41411. That keyword will be MyLink, MYLINK, and it will try to autocorrect. Please don't let it. MYLINK. And if you're outside of the continental United States, you'll go ahead and you'll email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm. And both those ways, you'll get automatic setup and introduction into our group.
I'd like to see the top five worst autocorrects on the keyword missing link.
That's true.
Keep it PG. PG only, please.
Yeah.
That's all that we ask. Now, we've got kind of a unique, I wouldn't say kind of, I'd say we have a very unique show set up for today. Let's jump to our sponsors. They're the ones who make this stuff happen. We always want to give a good solid shout out to them. And after that, let's jump right in and let's just start going into this like top secret, super special secret sauce. All right, we'll be right back. Here's a message from our sponsors.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back. This is The Missing Link. This is Jabez LeBret here with Micah, the infamous, the one and only. And today, we were talking on the break there, and I didn't know this. You said 27 episodes?
Yes, this is the 27th episode.
Oh,
yay.
Wow. That is freaking amazing. You know, hats off to the whole team and you and Sean and everyone else. And what a valuable resource to have here for the community in general, you know, to really, I think, hone in on what is arguably the most important social network around.
Yes, for business. Yes, definitely.
Not for sharing pictures of your baby. Not that that's not amazing, but that's what you go to Facebook for.
But she's so cute. Yes, you're right. I was tempted to share a picture of my cats because I do have cats and I do want to share cat pictures, but I do that over on Facebook.
Well, cats are the owners of the internet. So if you are wanting to run any sort of good marketing campaign, the more you can work cats into it, the better you are. But that is not the case with LinkedIn. And today we are going to be walking through kind of somewhat of a unique episode today.
Right. This is the things that we've been needing to say but haven't said yet. And we've touched on quite a few of them, but we wanted to hone in this particular episode and just make sure that we were, you know, fulfilling our duties and providing value to you for LinkedIn.
I feel like we should tell people that you should probably sit down right now because what we're about to tell you is very important.
Unless you're jogging.
You're jogging, then don't sit down. Or if you're driving, then just keep driving. Other than that, do notice and take note that today's episode is really what we've done is we've compiled a list of five horrible things that people do on LinkedIn after they've set up their profile.
Yeah.
These are like the atrocities of LinkedIn. Like,
don't do these.
People will talk about you behind your back badly if you are doing these things.
Right.
And
right.
You won't even know.
Right. Right. Well, or they'll unconnect.
Oh, half of these things I absolutely will unconnect
yes,
with somebody
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Yep. And you won't even know it. So, yeah. So today we are talking to you and going to share the five things after you have set up your profile to the all-star level of what not to do.
I love this topic.
Yep. All right. Let's go. Let's get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right.
All right. The first one after you set up your profile is do not send a connection request without customizing it. Now, the interesting thing, Jabez, about this one is that Aaron, who just joined us, asked about this sometimes. Why is it that sometimes it just says, okay, connection sent or request sent, or sometimes she's able to customize it? And so I just want to follow up real quick. And then in the group, if you join us, Michelle and Dylan went ahead and answered her.
Well, that's so, handy. See, yeah, there you go.
It was great. So it's a great question, Aaron. So I'll just go ahead and share that. It depends on where you're looking in your LinkedIn profile. So if you're looking at their specific LinkedIn profile, you can go down and click on that down triangle. And then you can send a connection request. But if you're looking through that main area where there's all the people are listed and do you want to connect with them, that will just send a specific request. That will just send that generic request. Am I right?
Yeah. The who's looked at my profile or suggested requests, or if you're inside, like there's several places where they're LinkedIn starting to pop up those little options. It just says connect. Mm-hmm. And you, if you do that, it will send that horrifying, embarrassing, I'd like to add you to my professional network on LinkedIn, hyphen, right. Full name.
Right.
And that is just, it's just, it would be kind of like walking up to somebody at a networking event and then just simply handing them your business card and then just walking away. Yeah, exactly. And then just turning around and walking away. And then expecting that to actually do anything. Like expecting them to even like follow up at all or take any note of who you are at all.
Right. So make sure you're looking at their specific profile. You'll have to search for them if you want to connect with them. But make sure you are looking at their specific profile, their singular profile. And then, you know, you'll do that, choose to connect.
What I do is I open up two tabs. So in one tab, I've got the people that I'm saying I should connect with. And then I just look at their name, hop to the other tab, and type the name into search.
Great tip.
Yeah, so that way I'm not having to like constantly go back and forth and back and forth inside that same window. It just makes it a little bit easier and a little faster. And then when I go to connect, you know, a lot of these people, I don't have their email address. I may not know them. We may not be friends. We may not have gone to school together. And I always just select we've done business together and then just pick my company.
I wondered how to do that. So you're just picking, we've done business together, and then you'll have your company.
And then I just select my company, and then I customize the, you know, message to say something like someone just sent me a request yesterday that said, hey, I really appreciated your episodes on The Missing Link. I'd like to connect with you. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. I know. It made my heart warm.
That's so awesome.
But it gave me context to who is this person? Why are we connecting? What is, you know, they're not a bot. They're not a fake profile. And so it gives some context. And it also helps make it a little bit more of a, I take more note because I'm going to read your message.
True. Right.
And so that's all good things. Those are all very important things. So you have to stop, absolutely stop sending requests that are just the generic, I'd like to add you to my professional network.
Right. So make sure you're in the right area in LinkedIn. And I love that, Jabez, opening two tabs. I'm totally going to do that.
Oh, it just makes life easier. I'm all about making it easy.
Love it. All right. Number two, moving on. Do not ever, and I don't even know that we need to talk about this one, but we do have to say it. Do not spam your entire connection base with an offer. And Jabez, I'm going to let you talk to this one.
Well, this is kind of a rookie mistake, but it's also one of those mistakes that I think people get excited about what they're doing, and that's awesome. And if you've got a new project or a new bit of news or information or an offer or an ebook or anything that you're doing, and you're like, I'm really excited about this thing, and exactly. I just need to let everybody know, that is great. That you are excited about that, but you got to be conscientious of the fact that you want this LinkedIn relationship to be long-term.
Right.
And in order to create a long-term lasting relationship, you got to keep things from becoming generic. And when you send out a blast through LinkedIn, through the entire network, like to all of your connections, and just basically it's kind of like, it's spamming. I mean, you're just sending them a blanket, whether they may or may not need it at all. And then you're just saying, look here, congratulations, look at my offer, come buy from me. You're using very valuable capital. And it happens more often than you would think. And where I start to sneak in is these like little email messages that I'll get every once in a while. And they're crazy because they'll be like, I just got one the other day from this guy named Stacy Mott. And, his whole thing is developing business through direct, time-bound and focused, blah, blah, blah crap. And this guy sends me this email that says, I'm writing to introduce you to our content marketing specialist services here at Key Difference Media. We provide done-for-you content marketing, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Would your company like to buy content marketing? I own a marketing agency. Why would I? My company does not need your company to write press releases for me. He's literally offering SEO and press releases, which is something that my company actually does. And it's because this person, this Stacy Mott's not actually sending this to people who need it. And that's because he's blanketing his entire group.
Right. Ouch.
I know, but it drives me nuts. People need to stop doing this, And I actually even sent the guy a message and said, are you even writing these emails? are you even aware that this is even happening? Of course, I haven't heard back from him, but that's okay. So it's something that you shouldn't do. If you do have something exciting, go share it in a group as a discussion or post it as an update.
Yep. And say, I'm excited about this. I am super excited about this because that's the truth.
Right. Or if you have an email list, send it to your email list. Just keep it out of LinkedIn.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, let's not do that. Okay, third thing not to do. Do not contact someone else's connection by saying that you are connected with them unless you have been introduced first.
This is like a major no-no in LinkedIn. I would say this is kind of a major no-no in business in general.
Right.
You wouldn't call up someone else's contact and say that they told you it was okay to contact them. And this is what drives people like me to hide my contacts. I don't want to hide my contacts, but I've had too many people reach out to my contacts, and then I don't hear about it till weeks later. My contact emails me and says, hey, did you give my information to this person? They said that you told them I should talk to them.
Wow.
And I was like, what? I was like, I never said that. I'm really sorry that my, connection went around me and decided to try to reach out to you directly. And then, they name dropped. And that's the worst possible. It's just embarrassing for everybody.
Right. I guess for me, it is surprising that it happens. But, even John Henry mentioned it when, we interviewed him. He even talked about how to hide your contacts and that.
Yeah,
so because, it is surprising to me.
It happens.
Yeah,
you know, right. And so I actually do, and I'm with John Henry on this. I recommend hiding your contacts,
right?
Because for me, it's about protecting my contact base. You know, like I've been a consummate networker since I was in high school, and I was a geek. I mean, I had some social challenges. But it's one of those things where, like, I protect my contacts in real life.
I don't
just connect them with anybody. You know, like if somebody comes up and has a cool thing and I think it's a smart connection, I ask permission of both people before I connect them to make sure that everybody's like, hey, do you got time? Like, it's such an inconvenience to someone to connect them with someone without asking permission because you're just literally taking up their time. You know, and so that same philosophy should transfer over to LinkedIn. You should be kind of protective of your contacts there in LinkedIn. And then equally so, don't go out there connecting with other people using other people's names.
Right. And it's all about respect as well. I mean, I think that's the biggest piece of this. If you want to have solid contacts with, you know, fulfilling relationships and, you know, and I'm talking about fulfilling, not in the intimate, personal, fulfilling sense, kind of way. In the business sense, I mean, you want to have fulfilling fulfilling relationships with these people. You want them to support your work, to provide feedback, to purchase your products and services. So,
very important.
All right, number four. Do not automate your replies to new connections. This kind of ties into number one. And I want to give a shout out to someone who just connected with me. I haven't responded to them just yet, but lovely reply. Said, oh my God, I'm so glad to connect with you on LinkedIn. And if there's anything I can do, please let me know. And I'm like, that is the way that person, first of all, I think that definitely listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Right. They're clearly doing what we've been suggesting. But it was, I mean, I literally felt good. I literally felt happy that I had connected with them. So
that's absolutely. And that it does what you mentioned earlier, which is building that strong connection and relationship. You know, I mean, this is a marathon, not a sprint. I met this guy at he owns this software company. And we talked at length at this conference about his software. So my company works only in the legal space, so we only work with law firms. Mm-hmm. And his software is only for law firms. And so we had this really good conversation about what does his stuff do and would this be something smart for our clients. And then I connected with him on LinkedIn, which, right, that's like good, healthy protocol there. Right after I got done sitting down and chatting with this guy professionally, I walked away, connected with him on my mobile device. And then I got this email back from him right away. And the email said, thanks for connecting. I also created this auto alert software called blank that notifies you via email whenever blank and blank happens. I'm protecting his identity here because he realized this was a mistake. The other guy, Stacy, I'm not protecting his identity because he needs to stop. Okay. And this guy said, you know, it's ideal for people, blah, 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 blah. And I emailed him back and I said, hey, is this an automated response? Because we literally just sat down for like an hour and talked about all this stuff.
Right.
And I said it feels really impersonal because he even had the setup where it says Jabez at the very top. And so he'd built a mail merge, right? So that it had my information baked into the message.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I get it. Like you're trying to make life easy. And trust me, right? I'm all about making it easier.
Right.
Not
and
at the expense,
quickly.
Though.
But not if it's going to make you feel bad and disrespected.
Yeah, I was like, hey, didn't we just like hang out? Like this is, I feel like I just got dumped into your system.
Oh, Jabez.
I know, but
sorry.
This is one area you don't want to automate. So do not automate back your response. I guess one caveat would be the only auto response you could have would be thanks. You know, hey, thanks for connecting. I really look forward to catching up soon. I mean, I don't know, some sort of.
Right. Or I'll be away for 3 or 4 days. Please don't, you know, think I'm deserting you.
Sure. I suppose your
message is important.
Like an away message makes total sense. If you're going to do any sort of generic reply back because you feel that's necessary, then just say, hey, you know, thanks for connecting. I look forward to being connected. I still don't like it, but that would be the only time
that I could see that
being okay.
Right. So the optimal would be to take the time to respond once a day to anyone who's reached out with a personal, you know, thanks so much for connecting. I'm glad we met. I look forward to talking more and hopefully, you know, if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know.
Yeah, newsflash. This being successful stuff takes work.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I was, you know, I was looking through this list and saying, you know what, it does take time. It does take time. You know, all of the, you know, rewriting posts for LinkedIn specifically takes time, and personal responses take time, and opening two tabs in LinkedIn and checking through the things and searching for them individually takes time. And that's okay. But that is part of success, and that is part of building relationships.
Before the whole internet thing was around, everything took time, right? You had to go meet somebody for coffee. You had to pick up the phone or call them. You had to go to lunch with someone. Like, you had to go to the networking events. Nothing has changed. It's just the medium has changed.
Right. All right. The last one, number five.
I feel like we should give a drum roll.
And now.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to number five.
Do not copy and paste your content into the Pulse system. So tell me about, tell us about this one.
This is a controversial one, because this one actually, there's opinions on both sides.
All right.
I think the other four, pretty much everybody can say those are bad.
Right.
This one is a more hotly debated topic amongst the, like, kind of the advanced users of LinkedIn, because there are some people who say more content, the better.
Okay.
So getting your stuff in front of a larger audience is a good thing. So the more, I'd say not maybe the more content, but the more eyeballs on content.
Right.
I think the biggest issue that you face here is really twofold. Number one, it looks lazy. And number two, I am convinced that LinkedIn is not giving the same amount of weight to duplicate content pieces. Now, people say otherwise, but from all of the accounts and articles and research that I have done, and I can't statistically say it yet because I just don't have a large enough sample size, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think it's just a bad idea.
You think that duplicate content, like if I have a great article on my site, you think that I should not repurpose it into the LinkedIn Pulse network?
Here's a good example. So the first time that I was kind of suspicious of this correlation here, if there was any sort of issue going on with duplicate content, mm-hmm. I took two of my most popular articles that I had published on Forbes. And I would say that the Forbes audience and the LinkedIn audience are fairly similar. I mean, would you agree? Those are probably two very similar audiences. I took two posts. One of them had over 20,000 views. Mm-hmm. And I copied and pasted it word for word and put it into LinkedIn. The post got like 260 views. I had other posts that were completely just written just for LinkedIn that had no previous mention anywhere or whatnot, that got thousands of views.
Wow. Okay.
So it's not that I didn't have anything before. So I'd had posts that had already worked really well. And then I got kind of curious. So I did another one of my Forbes pieces that had over 12,000 views, and it got less than 300 views on LinkedIn. And I said, that's really strange. I said, this probably shouldn't be happening. That's not like those numbers are kind of close. You know, 250 versus 20,000.
Right.
And I said, something strange is going on. So I went to a couple of people I know in the tech industry that do a lot of writing. And I started going through their posts that they were publishing on their website and the posts that they were republishing on LinkedIn. And I happened to know these people personally, so I could pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, would you mind sharing with me your data?
Right.
On the posts for your website, how many views?
This is fascinating, by the way, Jim.
because LinkedIn's saying the other opposite side. They're saying no, we're not doing that. But
like,
just
please,
like Google,
please, right.
I don't really trust that they're going to give the full answer.
Okay.
Because I think that LinkedIn wants content. I think they want more content on their system, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that from other people I know that are posting on their website, on Forbes, on Inc., on all sorts of Medium. They're getting fewer views on their LinkedIn posts mm-hmm. that are duplicate content.
That is fascinating. So maybe that's another discussion too.
I think it's another discussion. I think that it needs to get dug into a little bit deeper. I don't know if any one of the audience members wants to reach out to me and maybe we team up together and do some case study work here. But this is one that I am interested in kind of diving into a little bit deeper until you know for sure. So if we've got this suspicion, and maybe it's nothing, but maybe it is something. If we're even suspicious, then the action steps moving forward have to be don't duplicate your content on LinkedIn. Just take the time to go ahead and source your own content so you can curate your own posts.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you can never talk about your own stuff or link back to your site or your other articles. Just curate it. Don't copy and paste.
Right. And we have said definitely make sure that when you are repurposing, always tailor it to your LinkedIn audience. So you have your Forbes article, you go back in and you say, you know, whatever at the bottom, you know, join me at my website or whatever, you know, make sure that you definitely tailor the article and make, you know, the tweaks that it needs to make sure that it's for the LinkedIn. I do know that we have discussed that.
And I'm saying even step further, like a 90-10 rule maybe. You can only use 10% of your own copy, and then you have to be 90% original.
Wow. Yeah, you know, takes work, yep.
I think it's a better way to do it. But I don't have the data to support it as like a definitive thing. I still think it's a better way to do it anyway. But I'll come back with the data for another show.
I love that. And again, I mean, we already talked about it, but it does. This job, this entrepreneurial spirits that, you know, most of our audience is, takes time and takes work and takes effort. And please produce some original content. You know, please take the time. What is itching for your business? What would help your customers? And go ahead and write articles, you know.
Well, God, there's no shortage of content out there.
Right.
So just repurposing the same content, regurgitating it over and over and over, is not really helpful.
Right. So fascinating. Well, Jabez, we have talked about five things not to do on LinkedIn after you have created your all-star profile. Do you want to tell us one thing to do?
Yeah, I've got this really fun. This was years and years ago. I was taught this as kind of a challenge to do with yourself once a year. You know, we got we're moving into kind of that time of year where people are starting to plan ahead and challenge themselves and say it's time for me to get something to kind of re-energize what's going on.
Right.
And I thought this was really applicable to LinkedIn. The lesson that I was taught years and years ago was spend 1 month, call 3 people that are in your contact list and say hi.
And every day?
Every day for 1 month, just for 30 days.
I love it.
And so I think that a good challenge is to say, go into LinkedIn every day, message 3 of your contacts to say, hello, hope you're doing well. You know, let me know if there's anything I can help you with. And then take a half a second to actually look at what they're up to.
I love this.
And say, hey, I see that you're doing this, or I saw that you posted this, or I see that you started this job 6 months ago. I hope things are going well. And that's it. Just 30 days, 3 contacts per day. Say something nice and relevant to their life. And then that's it. Don't pitch your stuff. Don't give them an update on what you're doing. Just say hello.
I love that. Yes, that's our Missing Link LinkedIn challenge. And you can take it anytime you want. I suggest you start tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not hard to do, you know. And if you want to do it really well, keep a spreadsheet of everybody that you contact.
Right.
That's probably a smart way to do it. I'm a little lazy, so I kind of sometimes forget to do that sort of stuff. But I think a smart thing would be to write down every day or journal just the 3 people's names, just so that you remember.
Oh, I'm smiling thinking about that. That's really, really cool. I love it. And you could even do it alphabetically. You know, you could figure out a way that works best for you to see who you want to contact, you know, 3 a day. Maybe start with A's, then B's, then C's and whatnot.
I think part of it is that you don't know what people are up to and who they know and what they're in the middle of. So don't discount someone because they may not seem like they, you know, are like, I wouldn't try to go with your hot list exactly. I think what you're saying, Mike, is probably the better route. Start at the top, work your way down.
Yeah, Or start at the bottom, work your way up, whichever way you want, whichever way feels good for you. I mean, and that's the other thing. As you're doing these things or not doing these things that we're suggesting, definitely make sure they feel good for you. You know, if we say something that doesn't resonate, don't do it, you know? But if something does resonate, like if this, you know, contacting three people a day feels good to you, oh my gosh. You know, we invite you to start right now, and you can do 5 or you can do it every day for 60 days. If it's really working for you and you're having fun with it, you know, you don't have to stop at 30 days. So make sure that what you're doing, these actions on LinkedIn, you know, the pulse posts and things of that sort, make sure they feel really good for you and your business, but make sure you're, you know, if you want to stay active and successful, make sure you're being active, you know.
Perfect advice. We couldn't end the show any better.
Do what feels right for you and your business, and you will find success.
It's all about consistency, right?
Yep.
And we've talked about that. So that was awesome. Thank you, Micah. I really appreciate taking some time to pull together, work with us on this list, and excited to hear some of the folks in the groups are asking these same questions.
Yeah, these are great.
You know, and this is good. You know, this is getting to the heart of it all, and how do we actually really go through and do this day in and day out. And that was another fantastic episode. I'm looking forward to the next one, which is my last guest episode. I'm sad.
I'll be sad, but you'll come back, right?
I will come back. Absolutely. Okay. And do please, if you're listening, connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yes.
I would love to be connected with anyone here that's listening to the podcast. And, love to learn and connect with new people every day. But until then, we have next week. Coming up with an awesome interview that I can't even share with you what it's going to be about because it is going to blow your mind.
Woo-hoo. And just so everybody knows, I will have all of the connection information in the show notes. So please don't worry about taking notes. You can go ahead and find all of the resources in the show notes area.
Because if you can spell Jabez LeBret without seeing it written down,
I was gonna
kudos.
Exactly. I will put that information in there.
Fantastic. Well, Micah, thank you for jumping in here, and thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week on another episode of The Missing Link.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.